Books and Arts.
Book Review. Telling Jokes. Have you heard the one? No Joke, Making Jewish Humour by Ruth Weiss.
This sharp and thoughtful study presents a reviewer with an unusual challenge. Which joke do you quote? One cannot tell them all, both because space forbids it and because some of them replicate, in order to mock and render harmless, noxious Jewish stereotypes. The most telling joke is one that Ruth Weiss, professor of Yiddish literature at Harvard, attributes to Emanuel Olszwanger, a folklorist who was born in Poland in 1888 and who collected Yiddish humour. Here it is, paraphrased. When you tell a joke to a peasant, he laughs three times. Once when you tell it, next when you explain it to him, and finally, when he understands it. The landowner laughs twice, once when you tell it, and again when you explain it. He never understands. The policeman laughs only when you tell it, because he does not let you explain it, and so never understands. When you tell a Jew a joke, he says, "I've heard it before, and I can tell it better." His joke hinges not just on Jews' fondness for humour, but also on Jewish verbal dexterity, competitiveness, and anxiety over social status. But, as Ms. Weiss explains, the Jewish reputation for humour is neither universal nor ancient. The connection began with the Enlightenment, but even in the late 19th century, London's chief rabbi felt obliged to defend Jews against charges of humourlessness. Jews in Arab countries do not seem to have had the laughing gene, but in the Yiddish-speaking world, and in America and Israel, where many if not most Jews descend from Yiddish speakers, the connection between humour and Jews is so strong as to be almost axiomatic. Ms. Weiss sees it as similar to French cuisine or Turkish baths. To her credit, Ms. Weiss offers no general theory of Jewish humour in her book, preferring description and textual analysis, at which she excels, to psychohistorical puffery. Yet certain traits persist across temporal and geographic boundaries. Jewish humour tends, paradoxically, to provoke both relief and discomfort. As with Heinrich Heine's sharp send-ups of Jewish converts in early 19th century Germany, much of it tends towards the absurd. Consider the inspiring lunacy of Lenny Bruce, the dark surrealism of Franz Kafka, or the comparatively light version that imbues the short fiction of Etgar Keret, an Israeli writer. Jewish humour also rests on a closeness but separateness from the societies in which Jews lived, particularly Yiddish-speaking Jews in Europe, and on paradoxes. A culture forged in the ancient East that developed in the modern West, and a theology founded in divine election whose adherents have been targeted for genocide, such incongruities tickle the modern Jewish imagination, explains Ms. Weiss. In other words, it is much better to have defiant, life-affirming laughter than tears and lamentation.